Legendary basketball coach John Wooden said, "Failing to prepare is preparing to fail. And if you fail to prepare for the change in the seasons with your heating and cooling system, you're preparing for an expensive failure. Central Heating and Cooling can take care of all your heating and cooling needs, whether it's for repairs, preventative maintenance, or a new unit. Turn to the experts. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965, where comfort exceeds expectations."
At Knox Orthopedics, their wish would be that no one of any age is injured while playing a sport they love. But sometimes an athlete does suffer an unexpected injury. They can fix that. Their three highly qualified orthopedists, Drs. Knox, Rawls, and McConnell, are prepared to help by evaluating and treating your injuries, getting you back on the road to recovery, and playing that game you love as soon as possible. See them at 3 Medical Plaza, Mountain Home, or online at knoxorthopedics.com.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we apologize for all the technical issues that we've been having here at Cyclone Arena on the campus of Russellville High School, but we are glad you're joining us for today's broadcast of Lady Bomber Basketball. This is the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show here in the Class 5A State Tournament as Mountain Homes girls are trailing Valonia by a count of 23-19. Just a quick note before we look at some of our numbers. The Arkansas Activities Association, which is sponsoring this state basketball tournament game, is a voluntary nonprofit educational association of some 500 junior and senior public and private high schools of Arkansas. The regulations which guide these events are adopted by the schools themselves and determine the type of program they believe to be most desirable for high school youth. Let's take a look at the scoring summary for both of these teams. Kate Gilbert leading the way right now for Mountain Home with 8 points. Four each for Anna Grace Foreman and Addison Yates. All of Foreman's points have come with the charity stripe. She's 4 of 6. Line so far. 2 points for Emma Martin. She had a basket in the corner early on, and 1 point so far for Leah Jackson. She was 1 of 2 on a 1-1 trip. Lauren Patterson so far leading the way for Valonia with 9 points. Majority of those coming at the charity stripe. She is a perfect 7 of 7 from the free throw line so far. Six for Paige Kelly. She had a first high of the action, and actually our only so far. And Bridges gave the first lead in the half assistant. This game, the sort of even as far as terrible and
Carol Morgan came to Arvest Bank needing to get a loan. Let's hear what happens.
So, Carol, good news. You're approved for this loan and at this interest rate.
Yay, that's great.
You also mentioned you have some credit card debt. Would you be interested in rolling that into this loan so you're paying off that credit card at this same rate?
Really?
Yep, then it's all just one payment instead of two.
Wow, that's...
helpful?
Very helpful.
Personal loans made easy. Arvest Bank, ready to help.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home, 425-5040.
Most banks talk about services by grouping them into two categories, business or personal. At Farmers and Merchants Bank, we're a little different. Sure, we have deposit accounts specifically for business and specifically for personal use, and we have loans for individuals and loans for business and agriculture, loans for homes and loans for commercial properties. But we understand that when it comes to the business of your finances, it's really all personal. That's why we call it me banking. Let us show you what we mean at any of our Farmers and Merchants Bank locations. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Well, again, we apologize for all the technical issues that we are having. Actually kind of surprised. Not really a whole lot. I didn't think should be a whole lot of interference here in this here in Cyclone Arena at Russellville, but apparently there is enough that we're having some issues with this thing. So we'll probably just have to do over the phone line from here on out. So let's go ahead and take a look at what else is going on in this state tournament. The winner of this game will be playing either Watson Chapel or Hot Springs. Those two teams will play tomorrow afternoon at 4, and then the winners will meet Thursday night at 7 o'clock. Of course, if that happens to be out home, we'll have that broadcast right here. We'll be in Alma in this opening round. Hot Springs Lakeside faces Souls Lake Hamilton. We'll play Little Rock Parkview. West Memphis will be at against Little Rock Christian. Jacksonville meets Sheridan, and Greenwood will go up against Jacksonville. On the boys' side of the tournament, Russellville facing Jonesboro. That will be the next game right after ours. Palmel will go up against Lake Hamilton. West Memphis will be paired with Beebe. Sheridan takes on Sylvan Hills. Hot Springs will face Little Rock Parkview. Marion will play Valonia. Jacksonville will go up against J.A. Fair, and Little Rock Christian will be paired with Greene County Tech in this Class 5A state tournament. That is, again, on the boys' side. And, again, if the Lady Bombers are able to beat Bologna, they'll play at 7 o'clock Thursday night against the winner of tomorrow afternoon's game between Watson Chapel and Hot Springs. Well, that's going to wrap up the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show. We're going to take one more break, come back, and get the second half started in just a moment. Our score at halftime, Bologna leads Mountain Home 23-19. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Just like basketball, life presents us many challenges, and then we adjust our game plan. Central Heating and Cooling knows in most homes, your heating and cooling system accounts for approximately 60% of your utility cost. And systems with a planned maintenance can save up to 30%. Slam dunk! Call Central Heating and Cooling at 425-4717 to adjust your game plan. Turn to the experts. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965.
Knox Orthopedics is your clinic of choice for orthopedic care for three reasons: Doctors Knox, Rawls, and McConnell. These highly experienced orthopedists help with a full range of traumatic or chronic bone and joint conditions. With on-site X-ray, MRI, bracing, and physical therapy, each physician oversees your individual treatment to deliver you from hurting to wellness, returning you to productive, pain-free enjoyment of life. 3 Medical Plaza in Mountain Home. Appointments also available in Harrison and West Plains. We can fix that. KnoxOrthopedics.com.